Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, so we talked about Rick Springfield being one of the headlining acts for Family Grawl 2023. Greg Buisson joins us from Jefferson Parish with more of the lineup. Hey, Greg, welcome.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. Okay, so look, I want to take a little break here to just talk about some of the other people that are going to be performing. Rick Springfield, Saturday, February the 11th, the night of A Crew of Mad Hatters. And I think Rick is going to be phenomenal for this venue, this event.
Well, you know, I think you're going to love the entire lineup this year especially. I mean, before becoming a world-class talk host, you were the top disc jockey in this city for a very long time. But you spun every one of these records, I promise you.
Yeah,
a great lineup of people.
Okay.
On Friday, we're going to go local to start with as a sort of an homage to Vince Vance and the Valiants, because he is just finishing up his 52nd year. And we're going to call it one of the large acts that's an over-the-top stage show. And I'm not just talking about his hair. I'm talking about his performance there.
And his hair is still standing up after all these years.
It is. And I think we should have a contest to figure out exactly how tall it is.
Well, I think it's closest. I think it's the Viagra shampoo.
He's going to be followed by one of the first families of music history, the Jacksons. Tito, Jackie, Marlon, and much of their other family members are going to come in. They're going to play the best of their five number one albums, 18 number one hits, and they'll bring their Rock and Roll Hall of Fame show to Family Grawl, and we'll close out Friday with the Jacksons. It's a great, great show.
It's going to be amazing to see. Those are living legends that will be on that stage. That's going to be amazing.
Yeah, it's terrific. And, I mean, I got to tell you, I've seen the show. We make sure we watch all these shows before we bring them in. And this will be one that just people will absolutely love. On Saturday for the kids, we're going to start off with the Imagination Movers as they bring their Disney show to bring the kids and the parents to their feet. A lot of them will be on the stage with them because that's part of what they do, which is always fun. We're going to go to a new artist who's climbing the charts right now in country music. A young girl named Haley Witters. And Haley is actually going to be the opening act for Shania Twain in her fall tour that she's doing. So that tells you how good Haley Witters is, that she won the support of Shania to be able to do that. She's going to be performing. She's a Grammy nominee with her song Everything She Ain't, which is climbing the charts. But one that I think people are really going to love, A.J. Croce. This is the son of the late Jim Croce, and he's going to reprise his 50th anniversary concert. You Don't Mess Around with Jim. He will play all of his dad's hits. You Don't Mess Around with Jim, Operator, Photographs and Memories, Time in a Bottle, I've Got a Name, Bad Bad Leroy Brown. You could just go on forever. And I got to tell you, when you close your eyes, you won't know that this is the son of Jim Croce.
Really?
He is absolutely terrific. And one of the connections he has to New Orleans is he started as a pianist and played with Alan Toussaint quite a bit. And Alan Toussaint summed him up and said, in such a crowded field of music universe, it's amazing to witness the triple threat of a pianist, songwriter, singer that's at such a high level and sounds exactly like himself, the way he put it, which is really terrific. So that's going to be good. We're going to go to Don Felder, who spent 27 years with the Eagles, a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame guitar hero. Right, I got to tell you, Felder, I didn't even realize this when we were in the process of booking him, but we saw the show and said, man, this guy is absolutely amazing. The music on this is phenomenal. It's all of the hits of the Eagles is his presentation that he does in there. And again, he was one of the top singers for the Eagles, as well as their lead guitarist for 27 years.
Yeah, he was.
He just finished part of the tour with them that he finished up. And then your friend, because that's how you got the inside scoop. I mean, I didn't realize that you were so close to Rick Springfield and his team. But we'll be hearing Jesse's Girl, I've Done Everything for You, Don't Talk to Strangers, The Fear of the Heart. Go on and on with all of the music from his top 10 albums that he had. And, you know, I know a lot of people get to hear Rick Springfield on the 80s on 8 Channel on Sirius, but it's a good lineup. It's great music. And you get to come out and enjoy Family Gras and then turn your attention to the parades, which this year will be outstanding, especially the Mad Hatters group that you roll in on Saturday night. It's becoming one of the premier parades of all of Mardi Gras.
Yeah, it is. And I, again, this year I've been asked to ride in Mad Hatter, so I'm not going to be able to be there with Rick that night. But we're going to get we'll try and do something with Rick before then.
Great. That's terrific.
Should be awesome.
Terrific.
All right, Greg Wieselin, thanks for the information, and good luck once again. Another great job with Family Gras.
Listen, thank you guys for inviting us and being such a support of Family Gras. We really appreciate it. And everybody's invited to come out and enjoy it. It's free.
Yeah.
So you can't have a better time at Mardi Gras.
Gotta love that. All right, Greg Wieselin from Jefferson Parish. Thanks for the information.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.